You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And just kind of understanding that no's, and I say this at my workshops and stuff, that no's are actually blessings. No's are good. No's are good. This business, we face rejection so often. And just to understand that, listen, if I didn't get it this time, there must be a reason why I didn't get it this time.
Hey, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, an online training program that helps actors train like athletes. If you want to try a free trial, go to the website, builtforthestage.com. Simply fill out your name and email, and we'll get on our way with jumpstarting you to a destination of center stage with this thing called your life. So I've been in the game for a bit, theater-wise, and a whole lot of fitness. So I know what it's like to have to do the juggling act of being a performer while at the same time trying to either maintain or enhance your physical performance. So please reach out to me. I love helping actors. You are my people. So can't wait to chat with you soon. As always, have an exciting podcast episode for you this evening here at Broadway Podcast Network Studios. In the house is Neja Thomas. Hey, Neja.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
I love your vibes already. First time meeting Neja tonight. Super great smile, bubbly, coming from rehearsal. She's doing this little play coming to Broadway called Caroline or Change.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about rehearsal, how that went tonight.
Okay, so Janine Tesori came to rehearsal today.
Oh.
And for those of you who don't know, she wrote the music for Caroline or Change. So Tony Kushner wrote the book. It's an opera, right? So it's completely sung through. There are a few lines that pop out. So he wrote the book and she wrote the music. And she walked in rehearsal. We knew that she was coming, right? When we got the rehearsal schedule. But nothing really prepared us for the butterflies. I was fine. And then 2:45 hit, she walked in, and then all of a sudden I had to take the other radio girls and I was like, okay, repeat after me. I am great. I am strong. I have nothing to prove. I was meant to be here. Because, you know, this Titan is in the room.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you get nervous about what you're going to bring. Mm. You know, is she going to like me? Is she going to think that we sound good together? She's done this show already.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that she said was to honor the people who did the show. Let's just take a moment to honor the people who originally did this show and, you know, for their presence to be known, the people who have left, you know, but not to honor them as in to copy them. But let's just take a moment to appreciate the people who came before us and some of the people who are now our ancestors, you know, who have, you know, worked on this project. So I'm sitting here like, okay, the original was bomb. It was stacked. It was already perfection, you know? So we had to sit there and really give ourselves a pep talk because you can feel that pressure and then all of a sudden you could start doubting, you know, your ability.
How did you overcome it when the rehearsal hit? When it started, how did you overcome the pressure?
I mean, just sitting and trying to say, well, not trying, but saying, I have nothing to prove. Uh-huh. I was meant to be here. There is nobody in this room, in this world, who brings forward. How am I saying this? There is no one like you.
Yeah.
No one else can do what you do. So rest in that and breathe in that. And the music started, and it just so happens that the radio pops out 30 seconds into the score. So we just really had to take that second. And of course, at first, the first couple of harmonies was like, but also just like intermission, and just hearing how human this Titan is.
Yeah.
She's human. And even afterwards, after the rehearsal, the sing through, she was really, really pleased with what we brought. She was like, this hasn't been sung this way. And she said, this is really hard. What I wrote was hard. And it literally felt like, she's understanding. This is the second week of rehearsal.
Yeah.
And she really showed us how human she was, which is just really comforting. And just because it's an honor to sing this stuff, to do this material. Mm-hmm. It's an honor. It's a privilege. And she showed us that it's okay. It's okay. We're still taking steps. And if this was the foundation, woo, I'm telling you, what we're going to be when we, you know, at the end of this run is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it was nice to rest on that.
So this is your third Broadway show coming up.
This is my third, yes.
But you're still a youngin, if I may say that. You went to Elon, right?
I did.
I went to Coastal Carolina, so we have that Carolina connection.
So we're cousins, yeah.
I was South Carolina though, and you're up in North Carolina.
Right, right.
But love the Carolinas. We could use the weather right about now in New York City here in February.
Honestly.
But that was just I don't know. Sometimes people get whatever about like age. I won't say it, but that was a short while ago. Where did
you graduate in 2015?
There we go. Thank you very much for giving me that that clearance. It was just 5-ish years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5 years ago, where did you think you'd be right now? What was young Nasia like? Oh, what's gonna happen? You know?
Listen, I have always tried to believe in myself. I guess I felt that I would be doing something. Something, but I would have never, ever, ever guessed that I would be a part of these legacies. Carole King's legacy and the Temptations legacy and Jeanine Tesori and Tony Kushner's legacy. It's wild. And I said this on our final preview for Ain't Too Proud, or it might have been during the rehearsal before we went into our first preview, sorry. It's crazy to think that when Otis Williams, the last remaining Temptation, who's a lot of the original Classic Five, before he was even thought of, whomever anyone wants to believe in, and anybody can put themselves into this situation, this story, the universe, I'll say, sprinkled a little bit of you, a little bit of me, a little bit of us, you know, sprinkled everyone in this room into his equation. The Motown legacy, how humbling is that? I can't even, you know, just to think that, to be a part of something like that, I don't take it lightly. Mm-hmm. And it's really...
Let's rewind to the start where you're on tour with Beautiful, right?
Yeah.
As a swing.
Uh-huh.
You weren't... If the dates were correct on the internet, you weren't on the tour very long before transferring over to Broadway, right?
No.
What happened there?
So I was a swing on the Beautiful tour. I covered 6 tracks. My primary tracks, a lot of people don't like to use like first, you're the first cover or the second cover. But I feel inclined to say that my first cover tracks were the Janelle track and the Shirley track, because you know I don't necessarily look like a child, you know, I just am the woman track, and there was an opening in Beautiful Broadway. It was explained to me that there was an opening because we didn't know who was going to go where. There was an opening for the Little Eva track that I didn't primarily cover. And I auditioned for it and I left. So 6 months into the tour, I performed 3 times in the entire tour, the entire 6 months. I performed the Janelle track twice and the Shirley Lucille track once. I never touched Little Eva. Never. Which was okay with me. Uh-huh. And yeah, I auditioned for it. And then I off to Broadway I went 6 months later, a little baby Nage.
Wow.
Going to the Sondheim.
And how was that to debut on that stage?
I was spoiled. I will say one thing. Beautiful being my Broadway debut and being in that theater, number one, it's like a newer theater, renovated, you know, quote.
Yeah.
I was really spoiled. And the people there, the stage, down to stage management, to the people who did props, all lovely. The dressers, everybody in that building was a lovely human being. So that really set the bar high for me as far as like, you know, Broadway shows. Like, you know, we had a great stage manager. We, you know, everybody was great. So like I am forever, forever spoiled by that. And then luckily Ain't Too Proud.
Yeah.
the same exact thing.
With that show, were you a part of it from its like birth?
Creation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a fitness podcast. We won't talk fitness per se in this question, but there has to be some parallels to draw from. Tell us a little bit about the whole journey from the birth of this show, Ain't Too Proud, and then all of the ups and downs and twists and turns until you guys hit the stage on Broadway.
Yeah. So I forget the exact date, but we just hit 3 years from when we did the first rehearsal for the workshop. And then we had the first reading where we all just came together on a random day in January. I think January 6th, 2017.
There you go.
Where we read the script and then we were to do the workshop some weeks after. And I just want to say, I originally didn't get Ain't Too Proud. So I auditioned, and people don't know this, but I'm not ashamed to even say that because I believe at the end of the day, what is for you is for you, no matter what the process is like. Mm. I auditioned. There was one more girl than what the number of characters allowed for. And I got an email saying, we loved Nasia. We just don't know where she just doesn't fit this time. Mm-hmm. And something happened, something rearranged, somebody left and wasn't able to do the workshop. And then pop, a week later, I got another email and it said, Merry Christmas from Mary Sugarman.
Hey.
We love. So that, great. Got into the show, did the reading and then the workshop. And, you know, the workshop meaning we built it from scratch. I mean, the text was already there. And we already had this catalog of music that we were pulling from. The Temptations music, you know.
Right.
So we didn't create that, but we married everything together. And it was cool to kind of like be a part of something from creation. Because the first thing that I did, I replaced. And it's completely different. It's completely different. It's really cool to think that the random thing that you did on a Saturday is now the random finger pop or the random, I'm just going to hit you right here, is now forever in the blueprint of this show. So we did that. We did the world premiere at Berkeley Rep in the Bay Area, California. And then we came back that May of 2018. And we did the mini tour where we hit the Kennedy Center. We teched in Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, at some university. IU.
Yeah, Indiana.
All
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did one performance there. We teched there. Did
great music program.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. We did that. We went to the Kennedy Center. Then we went to LA at the Amundsen. And then we went to Toronto. And then we came back. There was like a month or two in between, and then we started rehearsals for Broadway.
Just like that. No changes, really easy.
Oh, no. There were
like
changes.
You just cruised on by or what?
I mean, there are definitely some things that changed from the workshop.
Tell me the rehearsals you were crying and everyone was just like, oh, this isn't going to happen or this is so hard.
Okay. So luckily, we kind of like…
Share it.
Luckily, we felt that this was going to go places. There is an incredible energy that has always been in the room. Mm. And they had been working on this, you know, crafting this musical for some time. And we, you know, had great producers attached to it. And also the Temptations. Who's not going to jump?
Sorry to interrupt you. Do you know by chance when they started behind, like… Kinda, like a estimation.
I don't want to lie up here, but I don't know why the number five, maybe 5 years. I'm not sure.
It's okay.
Lie.
I'm just trying to highlight that these things take time.
It takes definitely like years.
Yeah.
Definitely years. And I think that we were kind of lucky in that from the ground up, you know, with working with the actors that we came and we did conquered all that we conquered in that amount of time and then opened the next year. Kind of the next year. About how fast. Like, we kind of felt that this was special and we knew that it was going to go places, but we had no idea it was going to be a turnaround time like that. Mm. So we're definitely really grateful for that because, you know, some people wait years for projects to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You just got to wait for it to click and for it to start rolling.
It will always go. And I remember having conversations like, we haven't heard anything yet, you know, about Broadway. And, you know, when you're talking about people's lives, you know, we did this section of it, but there was a period of time where we didn't hear anything. And it's like, I need to know if I need to start auditioning for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, I just wish that we would get an answer already. But then I think it was E. Clayton Cornelius said to me, things happen. Oh, actually, St. Aubyn said, it will happen when it's supposed to happen. Rest in that.
Mm.
We have a good project on our hands. Rest in that.
Yeah. And keep doing what you're doing,
keep
right?
Keep doing what you're doing.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
All right, so now let's do the parallels with the fitness because it's like, listeners, I have to just bring it in all the time because one, it takes time.
Mm.
It takes time. And like Neja was just saying about, you're sitting there waiting and you're like, we did what we were supposed to do. What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So the parallel is, you're staring at the scale. You're looking at the mirror. You're in the gym.
Tell me about
why aren't the weights moving? Why aren't I increasing my strength? Why can't I still maintain my balance?
Mm.
So two options. You walk away and stop. No chance of it happening. Or just like you just said, you be at peace and at rest in the work that you're doing on a consistent basis.
It will come.
It will come.
It will come. And we can't rush these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, I feel like I'm here for a reason because when I was doing Ain't Too Proud, I struggled with body dysmorphia.
Mm.
And and that's the first time I'm saying that publicly. I'm a thick girl. You know, and I think I'm a mesomorph. I would say I'm a mesomorph. You know,
okay.
I gain muscle pretty easily, but also I can, you know, get padding, you know, really easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggle with my size during this process. I struggle with my size during this process. And I beat myself up a lot about, you know, I would go in the gym. working out, and not seeing results. But I think that we also have to remember that everyone's body is not the same. Everyone's journey is not the same. Parallels. Everyone's journey is not the same. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I, when I teach like master classes or do talkbacks, I try to really, really, really emphasize that. Whether it is for your career, for fitness, or going to culinary school. Everyone's journey is not the same. Things take time. We cannot rush. We cannot rush.
Yeah.
We cannot rush through to things.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Of course. Of course.
Thank you for being transparent like that. So anyone listening out there, everyone has their own journey.
Yeah.
Being healthy and feeling good is the most important thing.
That is the most important. It's not a size. It is not a size.
Right. That's an aftermath or maybe a secondary result. What's first and foremost is being healthy and able.
And fueling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Fueling. Right now, I am in the process. I'm going to send you an email about the bill for the thing.
Let's go.
In the process of figuring out what is good for you, what helps your body.
Mm-hmm.
Your fitness routine is not going to be the same as somebody else. What you need to find out what is helpful for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm so glad we're meeting tonight. Mm-hmm. So glad. Thank you. That was something that myself and hopefully people listening right now needed to hear. So.
Love on yourself and love on your body because you only get one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You only get one.
Yeah. Going back to your success and these three shows, seemingly they're back to back to back. Yeah. You just went from, yeah. What practices in the past did you do on a daily basis or that you do still to this day that you feel like, you know what? If I can chalk up a few things to why this has been going the way it's been going, it's because of these couple of things.
Oh, I would say some things that I have found are important for helping me to get through my day-to-day. But once again, emphasizing that everybody's path is different. There is no set way that I could say to you and you would get the same results. I'm talking really close to the mic. Some things that that have helped me is breath work, affirmation, mirror work, and just kind of understanding that no's, and I say this at my workshops and stuff, that no's are actually blessings. No's are good. No's are good. This business, we face rejection so often.
Mm-hmm.
And just to understand that, listen, if I didn't get it this time, there must be a reason why I didn't get it this time. Making sure that I know that I only can bring to the table what I bring to the table and that there is nothing else. No other person in this world that is like me. There is no other person in the world who can do you the way that you do you. You know what I mean? Really just breathing, meditating, saying to yourself, I have nothing to prove. I am who I am, and I am good at being who I am. And that is it. Mm-hmm. This business is hard mentally, man.
Yeah, how do you go it's through those no's? No matter how much you conquer them, mm-hmm. At first, they still suck.
They sting. Yeah, they sting.
Yeah.
But then you have to just sit and say, thank you, universe, for not blocking what I was meant to do. For instance, and I told this story before to someone, I auditioned for the Lion King National Tour for Nala, a part that I hadn't ever been seen for. I've been called in for other parts. Never thought I would be seen for. And I got all the way to the final callbacks. And I said to myself, woo, listen, I feel like I am, you know, a mini Heather Headley who originated the role. So, you know, I studied her. So I'm like this, ooh, I am feeling something from this. I'm feeling something. I don't know what it is, but I'm feeling something from this. I didn't get it. And I remember my agent said, they're not going to go, you know, your way this time. And I felt my heart drop. But then I was surprised at how quickly it leapt back up because I said to myself, there's got to be a reason why I have to be here. There's got to be a reason why I have to be here. There's got to be a reason why that was a no. Because I felt like I was a shoo-in for it. And little did I know, literally a month and a half later, Karen Leonard Change, you know, kind of fell into place. And I feel like the more I can say that to people, and people, some people already know this, but you don't get things for a reason. And yes, it's going to sting at first, but you have to pick your head back up and say to yourself, there's something bigger than what this moment is for my growth, for where I have to be. And you know, that could have been, I didn't get The Lion King because I was supposed to be on a plane the day that the rehearsal started. I was supposed to be on a plane and I met the love of my life on that plane. That didn't happen to me. But you know, I'm just saying, like, there are things that are more important that are coming your way, and it supports that no. That closed door was only for you. Not even a closed door, I would even say. It's just a door you're never meant to be in. And if you want to say that it's a closed door, it closed. And guess what? You find another way, another door, a window, an elevator chute, a trash chute to get where you are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. It's all about the one steps back that happen and just making sure that we're taking two steps forward because of it.
Yeah. And it took a minute for me to understand that. And you know, sometimes even since the Carolina or the Lion King audition, I'll audition for things and they won't, you know, go my way. And it still is that just that mini second of, oh, man. Mm-hmm. But it took a while for me to realize that no's are good, that you can choose to view them as good. It is all about your outlook. Yeah. It's all about what you take with that information. It can fuel you or it could make you fall down, but you got to get back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a circle.
Man. Guys, we're going to cap it with that. So much good stuff from Neja. Thank you so much for inspiring me in this room right now. So everyone listening out there across the podcast world, hopefully you're feeling all the vibes because I sure am. If you want to follow more about Neja, you can go to her Instagram, Neja Thomas. It's NASIATHOMAS. It's going to be on the notes in the podcast episode. So never fear, you can just go there and check her out on her Insta. She has the most fierce profile picture of all time.
Thank you.
Like, needs to be on a t-shirt or something.
You know, my mom has already put it on a t-shirt.
Oh,
and I actually got a gift on my closing night this past Sunday at Ain't Too Proud. Someone made me a shirt with the outline on it, and it was lovely.
I'm telling you, people, go to the Instagram just to see this pic because it's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I brought you some swag.
Oh my God.
Got you a little theater buff crop there.
Listen, you know I love a crop top.
Hit it up, girl. if you guys want to check out the swag on the website, builtforthestage.com, we got our swag page.
Fierce.
We got the podcast page. We got the free trial scheduling, all the stuff that you need to check out what Built for the Stage is all about. Go ahead and take a look. You could also go to bpn.fm/builtforthestage on our Broadway Podcast Network website. Got a lot of other Broadway podcasts on there to listen to. So I encourage you to take a listen. Have the greatest of openings coming up with Carolina Change.
Appreciate
thank you
it.
So much for being on the
of course,
podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right, guys, it's me, Roscoe, signing off.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.